Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the most incendiary show on the radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yurtkaran here on 103.9 FM WYAB. We got a new sponsor here. I want to tell you guys, we partner, man. We don't have sponsors. We got partners here on the Clay Edwards Show. This is a place that I've actually done business with in the past. And I can speak from personal experience as a pizza connoisseur that if you live near Gluckstadt and you're not eating Johnny's Pizza at Johnny's Pizza House, I don't know what you call yourself doing. And they're open late, too. Well, by Gluckstadt standards, anyway. That's how I discovered Johnny's Pizza, Sean, is they were the only thing open one night. And we were staying up at Corey's house out there in Gluckstadt and wanted pizza. I was like, well, it's Johnny's or bust. And, man, it was worth – I'm glad it was Johnny's or bust. I discovered some pizza I didn't know existed. Let me tell you a little bit about Johnny's real quick here. It says, look, hey, do you want to try some delicious food? That is one of a kind. Johnny's Pizza House is a beloved institution rooted in the heart of Louisiana. It isn't just a place to grab a slice. It's a place to grab a slice of Louisiana life. Johnny's has your favorites, but also is your destination for something unique. Here's just a few of the different pizzas they have. They got the Hog Heaven, the Maui Wowie, the Meaty Meaty, the Mighty Meaty. The Mighty Meaty. I love pizza names. The Mighty Meaty. They got the Muffaletta. I need to try the Muffaletta. I love a good, like a Gambino's bread, yeah. Muffaletta. Mm-hmm. And those things are great. I hated them as a kid because I hate olives.
Yeah.
But as I've grown up, my taste buds evolve past pepperoni only.
Let's place nowhere in Mother's that has it real good.
Is it?
Is that what it's called? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Mother's Deli?
Yeah. Is that the one? I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
I'm not sure. I know the Gambino's place down there has them.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. They got the Sweep, the Swamp. This is probably worth telling y'all what's in it. It says, you got a hankering for some Cajun spice? It's got that, too. How about the taste of crab or shrimp? You read our minds. All of that and some jalapenos, onions, and delicious mozzarella cheese. They also got the Sweep the Kitchen. They even have, for the keto crowd, make your pizza crustless and enjoy a pizza bowl. That's actually really good. I've had, like, a deep dish pizza bowl before. So it's just marinara, pizza sauce, and the meat topping.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, and if you're – now, depending on the marinara, some of them have a lot of sugar in them. Let's just pretend for a second that these don't. That's why they're calling them keto. Get over there. Try that today. They got lunch specials, too. Any 8-inch one-topping pizza or pizza bowl and a medium drink for only $6.99. How about any 8-inch specialty pizza with a – or pizza bowl for – only $9.49 with a medium drink. And, of course, an 8-inch Sweep the Kitchen. That is a fully loaded, maxed out Supreme with a drink for $9.49. They've also got some sandwich specials as well. Johnny's Pizza right there in Gluckstadt. And let's just be honest, it's right there in front of the Mack Hike dealerships. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of that road right there, right kind of catty corner from the high school. If you're out that way, you know where I'm talking about. Check them online. Johnny's Pizza. I don't think I have any contact information here, but just Google Johnny's Pizza Gluckstadt. Hit call and place your orders now. All right, Sean. If you got kids in the car, I recommend probably changing the channel. If you're it's not going to be sexually explicit by no means, but we're going to be talking about the Ashley Madison website and all the fallout from the Ashley Madison stuff. There's a great documentary coming up on Netflix, which started this conversation. Sean saw the put the screenshot on Facebook last night. He's like, hey, man, we ought to do this. And Nathan suggested us doing a show about it.
Yeah.
I said, well, actually, there's already a documentary on Hulu. I saw it the other night when I was looking for something else to watch. So there's three episodes. Mm-hmm. Sean and his friend binge-watched it over there.
Yeah.
And I binge-watched the three episodes at the house and I get in bed till 11 o'clock. But let me pull my notes out of my pocket here.
Actually, you got notes in your pocket?
Yeah, I actually hand-wrote notes.
Okay.
My computer's on the other side of the room and I wanted to be able to actually watch it.
Mm.
So y'all may remember the AshleyMadison.com website. Ashley Madison was a website for cheaters. Yeah. Now, people looking to have an affair.
Life short, have an affair. That was their slogan.
That's it. You know what really comes to mind after watching this documentary?
Mm.
The guy was a marketing genius.
He really was. He really was.
Remove the morality part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And we thought this kind of played well with the Trump, Stormy Daniels stuff. It's kind of why we're tying all this together. The people they had, they interviewed, it's like you really felt bad for them.
Yeah.
They had a woman who had been cheated on that told her story. And ironically, her husband found love because he's still with the girl that he cheated on. I think they have five kids together now.
Yeah, and like 10 years later, she said,
Yeah, 10 years later, they're still together. So, I mean, I'm sure those are awkward kid exchanges.
Yeah, a bit. Just a bit.
And, I mean, she's obviously still bitter about it.
Because she was mad.
Because she's doing this show.
Yeah.
10 years later. And, you know, we may not know who he is, but everybody that knows her does.
I'll tell you one thing, though, I thought about her. I'm glad you brought her up. Yeah, I get where she's mad about it, but also there was something wrong in your marriage, too. You need to have some self-reflection about there was some issue there, you know, as well. And I don't think it's all the website's fault.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I made a note here. I was like, you know, whose fault is it? Is it Ashley Madison's fault for providing the platform, or is it the cheater's fault? And let me pull it into an analogy that we've been talking about on the show this week, the Ole Miss frat boys.
Yeah.
Huh. The Ole Miss frat boys. Is it their fault that a girl came over there and provoked them and begged them to say something stupid and one of them was dumb enough to do it because guys are guys? 20-year-old frat boys are going to be 20-year-old frat boys. You want the smoke, they're probably going to give it to you. Is it their fault or is it the girl who provoked them's fault?
That's a good question, you know. And not to get too in this, but I will make this one comment because you and I talked about this on the phone the other day, and I think it's interesting about that. I think it's now, obviously, it's not the girl that came in there and taunted them that he had this racial response. Right? I mean, he could have any other response. He could have just said, like, you or I wouldn't have done that. We would have said F off or something. Right?
In all fairness, the media is as upset about the guy in the coveralls dancing and stuff too,
which I don't even know what that guy did. It didn't seem like anything to me. Like he was backing up trying to film is what I saw.
He wasn't pro-Palestine.
No, I mean, I didn't see anything. The other kid, though, obviously what he did was wrong. So you and I would have had a different response to that. Maybe we'd have just told her to F off or whatever it is, but wouldn't have made a racial response. But I did think about it, like, where, yes, her provocation, though, would, if this was planned, you know, which I mean, there's good circumstantial evidence, I think, but I don't know what actually happened. I think maybe he's got a, you know, maybe he's talking to lawyers right now. I would think he probably is, and see what his legal options are. Now he's not the best client, you know what I mean? He's not the most sympathetic client for what he did, but I think there's definitely something there, you know, something there for him. And
in the sense that he wouldn't have done that had he not been baited into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That
when, it was entrapment of sorts.
Something, you know,
potentially.
A lawyer friend of mine called me and we discussed that, and he kind of thrown that, you know, theory out to me. And I was like, I didn't think about him, that the monkey kid, the kid dancing like a monkey, having legal options, but apparently he may. So, and then I saw something on the internet where people were throwing out theory that his family had actually consulted some attorneys about this. So maybe sue the Free Press, I think. So yeah. I don't know if that's true or whatever, but that's what I just did read that. I think I read that on Twitter or something. So we'll see what that, it's going to be interesting to see what transpires in that thing.
I like it. Oh, all right. So let's pivot back to the Ashley Madison stuff with that thought process there. Mm-hmm. So I could play devil's advocate because I think it's the girl's fault.
Yeah.
But even though the guys followed through with the stupidity, I still think the girl, you go looking for racism, you can find it.
And you're like, but for the girl, then it wouldn't happen. I'm just trying
to, yeah. But for her wanting to that to happen. I mean, she wanted her moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can make the flip side of that argument on the Ashley Madison. I don't think it's Ashley Madison's fault. I think it's the guy who went looking for the relationship's fault. That, and there were so many people. There was one guy on Tyra Banks' show, an angry husband, because the CEO at the time was making all these media rounds,
yeah,
drumming up controversy, all of this stuff. And he ended up on Tyra Banks' show, and it was basically like a version of early 90s Geraldo or Phil Donahue or one of these, you know, mm-hmm. just one of these crap Springer-type deals. And yeah, the husband, you know what I'd like to do? I'm mad as hell. I'd like to kick your butt right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, no, your wife cheated.
Right.
Not with him. You know, if that's the standard, how many relationships got ruined at my nightclubs?
Yeah, or on Facebook.
On Facebook, you know, especially Facebook.
Especially Facebook. I mean,
Frankly, I don't even understand. Ashley Madison has more subscribers now than it had then.
Does it now? Okay. Yep. See, I fell asleep right before the end of that, so I don't. That's okay.
It's bigger now than it was then.
Mm-hmm. So,
even after the leak, after the bots, after everything. Why do you need? I mean, I guess so many girls are putting men on blast that slide in their DMs and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm guessing you can get all you want on Facebook if you really want to.
Yeah, I mean, I think you probably could. I guess maybe they think Ashley Madison is, we know you're there for that purpose.
Yeah.
So it's safer to reach out, like what you're talking about, getting blasted on, you know, somebody's DMs getting blasted. Like, you know, you, like, say somebody hits on another that's married, hits on another married person, and then they put them on blast because they took the wrong signals or whatever it is. But at least if you're on the Ashley Madison site, then you're there for what you're there for.
Yep.
Or at least, well, what happened with the Nate, you're saying it's bigger. What happened with the fake profiles, though?
So they ended up, after the CEO resigned, they had a auditing company come in. Mm-hmm. They did a forensic audit of the whole thing. They washed out all the fake. And they say now, according to their numbers, and this is that same independent forensic auditing company,
mm-hmm.
that there's, for every one male, there's, no, for every one female, there's 1.2 males.
Okay.
So it's dang near, what, I guess, let's, for the sake of argument, 60-40.
That's not bad.
The women get free. The men got to pay to play.
Ah, makes sense. Make, yeah. Just like a nightclub, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's exactly what I related it back to. It's just like a nightclub. So, personal story about the Ashley Madison stuff. I never needed to be on Ashley Madison. I was single throughout this whole time,
yeah,
of my life. There was no point in me,
same,
look, trying to have an affair on Ashley Madison. There's no upside for that smoke for me. You know, I don't want to have an affair with a married person. None of that. But so I was working at the Toyota dealership here at the time when this broke. And I think we had 3 or 4 coworkers that caught that smoke.
Oh.
That were on it.
Oh, dude, you should have seen the legal community.
Yeah.
I mean, there was several lawyers that, more than several on there that were like, oh, some were like, I can't believe it. Others were like, yeah, that makes sense.
And it was like August 18th, 2015, when the actual leak happened, which is the day after my birthday. I mm-hmm. remember this day because I was sitting on the sales desk. I was a sales manager at the time. And I just remember this guy was he was stressed. He was like, somebody was like, yeah, so-and-so's on that list. I was like, and then so is so-and-so sitting beside you up here and some other people. All right, well, fast forward from almost 10 years later, there's this one nut job, we'll call him Chris, that I had to fire. He tried to fight a girl there. It just didn't work out. You know, whoever hired him had to fire him. That was the rule.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't my choice to fire the guy, you know, but he effed around. He had to find out. So this guy's held a grudge against me, like a violent grudge, wants to fight me every time he sees me, still to this day, because I had to fire him because he tried to fight a female. Crazy people. This guy has me confused with this other guy that works there,
okay,
that was on that list, that was married,
mm-hmm.
that was on the list. We both of our names start with a C.
Okay.
And every time he starts, I haven't blocked on social media, but he'll create a new account. And because crazy, that's what crazy people do.
Yeah.
They're constantly having to create new Facebook accounts
or change their phone numbers. That's the other thing.
Yes. Yeah. If anybody's had more than 2 or 3 phone numbers over a 5-6 year span, that they're crazy.
You know, they're nuts.
Or they don't pay their bills.
Right. Well, yeah, one of the two.
Yeah. And the same with social media. If you've had to, I had to start a new Facebook because Facebook deleted mine. Mm. It does happen. But if you're one of these people who's constantly having to create new accounts because you're crazy, you're crazy. He's one of those people. And he'll message me randomly out of the blue for no reason. Your show sucks. And you were on Ashley Madison. I was like, I was not on Ashley Madison. I had no need to be on Ashley Madison.
You're like, I was not married.
And I tell him every time who it was. And I'm convinced that him and this other dude must have had some type of falling out.
Because
they were both sales guys. They were very competitive. The other guy got a bunch of house deals, and that made everybody mad. He was kind of the sales manager's, you know, pet. But he did a good job.
Yeah.
And he ended up going crazy, too. And we had to get restraining orders on him. It's phenomenal how this works. I tell you what, there's some great car guys, and there are some bat crap crazy ones.
Yeah, right.
So that's my vivid memory of Ashley Madison is being accused of being on Ashley Madison when it's somebody else that was on it. But it's just some random guy. It's the weirdest thing to me. But so every time I hear it, I think back to that idiot.
You know, there were some single people on there, too, because I had a really good friend of mine, and of course I'm not going to name him, but I think he may listen, who was on there and was very happy when the list got leaked, that the people saw that he was on there. You know, he's just one of those guys that doesn't care.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, man, I'm on the list. And I was like, okay, great, bro. Like, that's terrific.
Well, it's like the black guy they were interviewing for this special, kind of heavyset black guy. He was single, but he was into swinger stuff.
Swinger, yeah. And he was Marvelous.
Like,
that was his name.
Marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous.
And he really felt bad for this guy. Just because he's like, man, this isn't really what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy that got 5 bot messages back to back to back.
All with
the same message.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if I'm, I don't know if you've been on certain other social media apps over the years, they have predetermined answers.
Sure.
I just thought that maybe, because you wanted to play that off, if you're, I want to call them OnlyFans, if you're Ashley Madison, if you want to play that off, you just say, oh, well, women have predisposed generic first lines they can send because some people can be clunky.
I was thinking the same thing, too. Like, maybe that was like, or like you push a button, that's the first message that comes out or something. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, you even see that on our, if you have Gmail.
Yeah.
Like it has predetermined replies for you. I thought they could have explained that away pretty easily.
That's what I thought too. Maybe at that time, though, it was so, you know, 10 years ago that wasn't something that was common yet or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the reason, but I thought like you did when I was watching it last night, I was like, oh, that's easy to explain away.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, do you guys have any Ashley Madison stories? You can remain anonymous if they're, or you directly would like to hear them. You can call in Mazda Jackson phone line 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show here with Sean Yerkeron on WYAB. This segment is brought to you by our friends over at Foremost Foundations and Construction. For foundations, Foremost uses innovative polyfoam technology that, with great precision, can correct and restore sinking concrete quickly. They provide solutions for the long term that can improve the ability of the actual soil to support the foundations or concrete slabs. Thanks to their specially designed rigs, they can drill and lift without the need for heavy excavations. I'm telling you, I know I say it every time I read these, the less excavation, the more money you save. That's when you start talking about big money. Anyhow, the team has decades worth of experience. They've tried all the old tricks. They weaved out what does and doesn't work, and they use the ones that work best for you. Experts in foundation repair, polyfoam, drainage, seawalls, and retaining walls. Foremost Foundations with an S, foremostfoundations.com today. They'll come out and show you how that polyfoam technology works. It is really, really cool to see in action. Check them out. All right, Sean, we've been talking about this Ashley Madison stuff. I find this wildly interesting. We just got a text here on the Guns and Gear text line. Let me just make sure I can find the right, see where I got it sent to. Can I just say this too?
Mm-hmm.
Friends out there, if y'all have, If y'all have my cell phone number, you don't have to text the text line. It all comes to my phone. So, just FYI. So, but he'll remain unnamed. He says, I was on Ashley Madison trying to catch my cheating wife. I had trackers on her car, and Life 360 was not an option back then in 08. Thankfully, I was signed up under my legal name and not the name I go under. But yes, I made the list but had a pass because most of my friends knew what I was doing. And we actually talked about that off air a minute ago.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that got hung up on this thing who were doing just that very thing. They were trying to find people cheating. So a lot of them did find their spouses cheating. They got divorced, and then boom, the list comes out, and they look like cheaters, and they have this kind of defamation stuff. And what was really interesting, Sean, and I'm sure you probably picked up on this too, is when they tried to do the class action lawsuit, all of the people tried to do it as anonymous.
Did they? See, I think that's when I fell asleep. Was there a class action lawsuit?
Well, there was, but it only ended up becoming 18 people because only 18 people – it went from like 2,500 to 18 people that would show who they were.
Okay.
Because they got the judge, the Ashley Madison lawyers got the judge to agree to do the lawsuit. You had to be, you couldn't be anonymous.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, let's be honest here. Well, we're always honest here. If you're going to have a hard time getting sympathy from people, do you deserve privacy no matter what? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Even cheaters deserve privacy when it comes to stuff like this because they were sold privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, just generally speaking, the product they were sold was anonymity and privacy, and it didn't work. So because they were doing something dastardly, we look at them as all bad people. So the reaction being, well, all these people are getting what they deserve.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, that's not obviously that's not the way the law works. And, I mean, apparently they settled that case. And I just Googled it because I didn't realize that they settled for, like, $11.2 million
mm-hmm.
as part of their 37 million users.
And their FTC fine was only, like, less than $2 million.
That's really not that bad. They got out of that pretty cheap.
They did. I thought so, too, considering the lax security and the data leak and all that.
Yeah.
And how many lives it ruined. There was a preacher down in New Orleans that committed suicide. And they could find no evidence he actually cheated. He was just in the leak.
You know what? That just made me think of something. The reason this was going to have terrible jury appeal, and that's why they settled it so cheaply.
Yeah.
Because I mean, think about it. You're arguing the jury, like, ladies and gentlemen, these guys were just trying to cheat on their wives and their families, and their privacy was breached by a lack of security in this company. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're the jury, you're like, screw this guy. I mean, that's what happens.
I mean, this is like OG FAFO.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's not a lot of jury appeal right there.
No, that's a good point. I mean, like, I mean, does anybody feel sorry for these people?
No, and I mean, I'm sure the lawyers are thinking that. They're like, how do we argue this case? I mean, that's what I would have been thinking. Like, my client is entitled to privacy when he's trying to have an affair on his wife and his whole family, you know? That's just kind of hard to sell that one. But, I mean, they got some money, $11.2 million. But, I mean, that's behalf of 37 million users, though. So how much did everybody really get?
There were 75 million users now.
75 million.
Now.
Really?
Let me ask you this
question.
Just
go up, too, a bit.
I know my answer to this. Let me ask you. I want to ask you all this, the listeners out here today. The Mazda Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. What is cheating?
You know, they talked about that in an episode, too. There was this one guy who was a journalist. You remember him?
Yeah, I thought his story was great.
Thought it was, too.
He didn't cheat, but it still cost him his marriage when the leak came out and he had to relive it all again.
It did. It was just too much for his wife.
He was a journalist that was doing a story about it, and he got caught up. So he was going to have a fake affair and not cheat.
Yeah.
And he got so swept up in the dinner with the woman that they ended up kissing, and they were going to go across the street and get a hotel room, and he stopped himself. And said, no, I'm a journalist doing this story. She threw a drink on him and cussed him out in the most dramatic fashion, his words. Mm-hmm. And he went home and he had to tell his wife what he did. And they were able to stay together and kind of get through the him even going as far as he did, but not actually having intercourse. And anyway, a couple years later, when the leak came out and he became this kind of celebrity in this because he had done this big story about it, and he's out having to make all these appearances, basically having to tear the scab off an old wound.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up later costing him his marriage.
Yeah, that was kind of a sad story with him because he really wasn't trying to, you know, he stopped it and he was kind of doing it as his job. And then it kind of cost him, you know, everything. That's a good question, though. Back to your question. There was somebody that talked about in the documentary where, and I agree with this theory, like, so somebody was talking about they went on there and they found their husband's profile. And that was that first lady we were discussing. And in the profile, it said, you know, I'm looking for adventurous noob sex. That's what he was and he missed that because he'd been married for 10 or 15 years or whatever it was. I think that probably be enough to end the marriage. I mean, you know, think about it. Like, what if you saw your wife and she's got this profile on this cheating website and she's writing things like that?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you? I think that trust is kind of broken at that point.
Lust is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it takes it past just mental lust. I mean, you can make the argument that if you could get somebody's brain and knew what they were thinking, you could probably find a million reasons to get divorced, right?
Sure, sure.
Or to accuse somebody of cheating because it's what drum rolls around in our heads. But when you take it to the point of trying.
Yeah,
that's the same as cheating, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I think. Because
just because your ugly butt couldn't find anybody to go along with it,
right,
doesn't mean you didn't want to.
Yeah, the intent was the same. I mean, I think it's different. I'll use this analogy. Like,
I like the intent there. Yeah.
Right, it's intent thing. Like, say you're watching porn and your wife catches you watching porn. I think that's a different standard than being on Ashley Madison. I think that's a difference. It's a different like intent.
That's
level.
Not cheating,
right? It's not cheating.
Yeah, they're trying to get aroused of sorts.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I can understand that, but I think if you're going through the motions of attempting to find somebody,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you might sure I believe that you didn't.
Yeah,
but yeah, sure you didn't. You know, I like that. And let me give y'all some advice here as far as this whole the point about I wanted the action back. I wanted that new sex. If y'all would just stop not having sex, you won't crave it from other people. Like, just keep doing it. You know, don't get in that vortex of marriage and life and kids and sleeping together and just being best friends that share a bed. You know,
right.
Keep doing the things that made you want to do those things. You know what I mean? So anyway, just some... Go to Men's Health in Mississippi and get your testosterone levels checked, and I promise you'll be just fine.
Right, exactly. I mean, let's just
start there. If you're having low sex drive, and I recommend getting your testosterone levels checked. Women, get your hormones checked, and you know, especially I'm talking folks in the 40s or so here. Go do that, and then kind of see where you're at with it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, supposed to get up in the 90s this week. You having any air conditioner issues? You're about to find out. Well, if you do, give Pure Air Consultants a shout today. Let them come out, get it all worked out, get you topped off with some coolant. I guess I want to call everything Freon. I guess it ain't Freon no more, depending on how new your unit is, but... Let them come out, get you checked out, make sure everything's working good, get it maintenance before we get into the hot, hot part of the summer here, and you'll regret that you didn't. You can check them out online today, mypureairconsultants.com. That's mypureairconsultants.com. Rheem, a new degree of comfort. Sean, you said you looked up the definition of cheating, the legal.
Well, I just meant the illegal attempting a crime. In Mississippi, it's, you know, if any person who shall design an endeavor to commit an offense or shall do any overt act towards the commission of that offense, but shall fail or be prevented from committing it, will be guilty as if they'd actually committed the offense. So, and punish the same.
So let's give another example here. If the girlfriend opened up my Facebook today, and she saw messages of me trying to, it don't even have to be sexually explicit stuff. It could just be like me trying to ask another girl to hang out.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to meet up? You want to hang out? You want to get together sometime soon? And she confronted me and said I was cheating. I would probably deny it, but I mean, she would be right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, just like if it were a criminal offense, that's an overt act. You made an overt act to try to cheat.
It's conspiracy, right?
Well, it's not conspiracy because you're just by yourself. If it was another, you need two people for that. But if it's just you, like, you're making an attempt, and you just, because the act wasn't completed, you're still guilty.
It's kind of like when you try to hire a hitman.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
we were talking about that yesterday. I know a girl that used to be a bartender for me that tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her husband so she could have an affair with another guy or go on with another guy. And we were just thinking, like, this never works.
No.
The dark web is the feds.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. I mean, stop doing whatever you're doing on the dark web. You're talking to the police.
Yeah, I mean, you know, or just how about get a divorce and leave? Like, why do you got to kill the other person?
I don't know.
You know, I mean.
What's the same with cheating? Why do you have to cheat? Just leave.
I tell you what, you know, I don't do domestic work, but I get a lot of people asking me about, you know, domestic questions, right? Just the nature of being a lawyer, because everybody's got some issue. And I swear to God, 90% of it revolves around this. And it is just, you know, and you don't know what to say half the time. And it's just, it always revolves around this kind of situation. So, but, you know, just... It's like, look, you know, you've got an option. You can get divorced. You don't have to have an affair. I mean, you can get, well, I don't know. Did they pass that bill in the legislature? It's still pretty hard. They did not.
We confirmed that yesterday. They did not. The Baptist and some lawyers stopped it.
Really? Well, I figured the divorce lawyers probably wouldn't want it because, you know, they can make more money that way. But, yeah, so.
I have some notes here. Ashley Madison had a, so Ashley Madison had a saying, some of their gaslighting propaganda to convince people to cheat, that actually cheating saves marriages.
Yeah, I heard him say that, because monogamy is not natural.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, he's got a point, I think.
But I don't think cheating saves marriages.
No. I don't think so either.
Maybe being in an open relationship on the front end and everybody understands that that's what it is. I'm just going to tell you right now, I ain't that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm way too... at the end of the day, jealous for that. I control my jealousy way better than I used to, but Clay don't share.
If you ever tell me you're in it, I would be like, you're taking dope right now. I just wouldn't believe you.
No, I don't share.
You're like, I'm just fluid, Sean. Like, okay, whatever, Clay.
You would think I was an only child as selfish as I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's ain't no way. Ain't no way. But yeah, so they may try to make an argument for being monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
Or non-monogamous?
Yeah, they're saying that, like, being, you know, non-monogamous is better for your marriage.
Being unfaithful is being uncommitted to one person.
Well, I think the point I remember he made was that monogamy causes the strife in most relationships. That was what he was saying, that that's where, like, the majority of the problems derive from.
Because men are really just supposed to be going around dropping their seed as many places as they can.
Yeah, like
animals,
evolutionary, right? Kind of thing is what he was kind of, I think, this is our biology to do that.
Yeah.
And so therefore that's caused, like, this concept of monogamy that we have doesn't work and causes most of the problem. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily, I mean, I think it's probably maybe some of the issue, but I think there's a lot of other issues, because a lot of the guys, you know, speaking from the male's perspective, and when I speak to people that have cheated on their wives or whatever it is, and this is a lots of people I've spoken over the years, it's not always like, this is just from what people told me, it's not necessarily always just a sex thing. It's just like, this woman treats me nicer. That's why you always hear the thing, I can't believe he cheated on his wife with that girl because his wife's so much better looking. But it wasn't really about that. It was about, like, the other girl was nice to him. I hear that a lot.
Let me tell y'all something. Men like submissive women.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole girl boss stuff and all that, none of that matter. Like, maybe at first, you know, maybe it's a change to what they came out of. At the end of the day, men like submissive women. Not talking about, like, stay at home with your feet up pregnant type.
Yeah.
I'm saying men like women who play the female role well. Feminine, female, allow us to make decisions, give us enough rope to hang ourselves. Whatever, we like submissive women. And I think women like, I don't know if controlling men is the word I'm looking for.
Right.
But they like men who take control and play the man part well. At least in my life, the relationships that have worked the best, the ones that I've seen through my lens in other people's lives that have worked the best, are those type situations.
Yeah, and you got to think, like, in today's society, gender roles have just radically shifted so much,
and it's the traditional ones that work the best.
Yeah, and like in this new era that we're in, and I don't know exactly how to say. I mean, obviously, I think women are equal and all that stuff, but I think that the concept of marriage was based on more of a patriarchal system, and so maybe it doesn't translate well into modern society. And that's the only thing I could say. Like, it just doesn't really work the way it once did. And that may be a lot of the problems that we're having. You're seeing, you know, obviously we all know the divorce rate is crazy. We all know that, you know, probably 70% of your friends have been divorced, the people you know. So, I mean, I think this with Ashley Madison is playing off of just what our modern society is at this point.
Oh yeah. I mean, like my divorce, for instance, there was no side action going.
Yeah.
You know, it's not why, but I want to make a thought here about this. Mm. Going back to the looks thing, like, you know, somebody, your wife looks so much better. Why would you cheat?
Sure, you hear that all the time, right?
You know, man, he cheated down.
Yeah,
you know, at best, it was, you know, you cheat up. You know, you always hear these things people say to justify.
Sure,
whatever, and I do agree. I don't think it's usually about looks. You know, like that guy Rich Cooper that we both listened to.
Yeah,
you know, he makes the point. Men cheat just because it's a sex thing. It's just, at the end of the day, it's a conquering. It's not necessarily to hurt anybody's feelings at home.
Right.
It's not to be a bad person. Now, this is not necessarily my theory. I mean, it does make sense. And he said women cheat to hurt. Like, it is not a sex thing when women cheat. It is I'm going to break this man down like a three-piece chicken dinner.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job of it.
They do. Like, especially if you have screwed up, you just better know they're going to screw up. Payback sucks.
Hell hath no fury, as they say.
Because they're going to find a person that's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you even worse because they're going to show that most men are crap bags.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be with your friend.
Right, and it's a lot easier for them to hook up with somebody than it is for us.
So it can be your friend or one of your mortal enemies.
Yeah, something like that.
Because most men aren't going to be able to say no.
No, I mean, just not, you know, unless it's like one of your really good buddies. Like, yeah. They may be able to do that. But even then, I have seen situations where you're like, what? Bobby did that to Billy? Like, I can't believe that. So, I mean, that's happened before. But I know Rich has said that, but I also just over talking to the numerous people I know that have had affairs, and from the guy's perspective, it always seems like the answer I always get is like, you know, this person just treats me better. That's the answer I always hear.
Let's read this real quick. We're going to take a break. This from the Guns of Gear text line. Anonymous says, I'm a female and I would like to point out that men are intimidated by strong women. I don't know if it's intimidating. I think it gets nauseating after a while. I don't know if it's intimidated, but neither here nor there. I mean, I don't mean that to be disrespectful either. I just think that men want to be in control, and when you have that power alpha female complex, alpha female,
tough, right?
Somebody got to be the beta in the relationship.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of beta males now that may be perfectly comfortable for that. And I don't even mean it as an insult. It's just there's got to be an alpha. There's got to be a beta.
Well, that's what I was saying before. I think, you know, way modern society is, that's why it's caused the issues where marriage was this, you know, patriarchal institution, and now we're not in that world anymore. It's like, how does this go forward?
All right, let me finish this real quick.
Sure.
All right, so she said, men are intimidated by strong women. She goes, I am one of those because I am one of those and became that way because of my upbringing as well as the crazy family that I married into. But a strong woman developed because, unfortunately, there are a lot of men who never mature and grow up and do not take charge, so the woman is forced to do so. And I tell you, once a woman is forced to do that because of a man, it is not easily reversed. That is a great text.
Good point.
We'll unpack it a little bit if we have time when we get back. We'll be right back. Back into the Clay Edwards Show. I guess we'll end the show here apologizing, sort of, to the boss chicks out there. Who chose to, you know, powerful careers and whatnot over maybe starting families in their 20s or 30s. Oh man, it's a tough decision. Do you want to be attached to the hip with somebody for your whole life, starting in your 20s, and you look at the divorce rates and the failure rate, should I say, or do you want to pursue a career and set up the second half of your life where you don't have to worry as much financially, but then you're trying to start a relationship and a family in your 40s? That's a tough call there. I mean, heck, yeah. Battle that myself. Sean, great show today. Enjoyed it, man. Thank you. We'll see you Friday. I'll be back here tomorrow. Mike Madison up next live in the studio.